Okay, it is Ask the Mayor, and we are in Kokomo with Mayor Greg Goodnight. A beautiful fall day, the leaves are changing, and it's nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks as always for following us.
So I wanted to start with something that's a little bit more, and we talked about the GM strike last month, and now almost a month later, an agreement may have been...
A tentative agreement has been reached with the leadership. Now it has to go to ratification by the body throughout the country at the different facilities. So everything I'm hearing is there could be a vote this weekend, and how that turns out, it's probably somebody else more qualified is probably able to guess the outcome of that. But I did read some of the details of it, and I thought it hopefully, if the leadership feels it should resolve the issue, then hopefully it will.
And even though there's a tentative agreement, I just drove by and you still see the strikers out there. So during this time, it's still not official yet.
Right. Until it's ratified by the body, right, is my understanding. Then if it's ratified, then obviously they go back to work.
And of course, I asked this too because you reminded me last month that you were the president of the local United Steelworkers. Back before becoming mayor, of course. Yeah. So this has an interest to you as well. What's all going on right now in the minds of the union leaders during this agreement period?
Well, to put things in perspective, when I was president of the Steelworkers Local, we covered 10 different plants or facilities over and into four counties: Howard County, Miami County, which is Peru, Tipton County, and then I had two plants over in Madison County. And so we had 10 different agreements, about 1,200 members, and we had a couple strikes during my time as president. And there's always that uncertainty, and that there are obviously things that are important to the body, to the members, that they feel that are so important that they have to withhold their services. But the time moves very slowly. I was at, the plant I worked at, not while I was president, we were locked out for over 4 weeks. And it's very uncertain. And it weighs on people, weighs on families. So I'm sure they're hoping that this was good enough that they feel like they've resolved the issues and they can get back to work.
You mentioned this might create a ripple effect too, this new agreement with other companies.
Yeah, I don't know. I've read pieces of the tentative agreement. What I haven't seen is where production may increase or where it may decrease. I've seen some of the basic things on some of the health care and the wages and benefits and some of the things they've done, not just for their members, but they've also the UAW negotiated some bonuses and things for the temporary workers, but not sure how this is going to impact where those changes may take place concerning future production.
But it's more than just GM people keeping an eye on this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you're talking here in Kokomo. 350 or so employees. That's still a decent sized employer.
Since we've been gone, there's now a new developer for the conference and hotel center.
Yes.
The city is doing the parking garage across the street, and that's a separate developer.
Yes,
is that
absolutely
correct?
Yes.
So why the change now? This would be the third developer.
Yes, and we've talked to others as well. Each one had their own reasons why we didn't reach an agreement. One had opportunities for another project that they saw as maybe more financially beneficial. Others seem to just have maybe what I call multiple players, and financial interests from different people, and maybe just couldn't reach out. Reach that quite the true partnership they needed to get this to happen. So Envoy, which is out of Noblesville, is kind of leading this. They've done projects here in town. And keep in mind, they'll own the hotel. The conference center will be owned by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the parking garage will be a city parking garage. But they're going to, it's two separate things. The parking garage is happening. We're much further down the road on that, and then the hotel conference center. They still have to get their financing in place, and I think we've given them till the second week of December to get those things finalized, and then we can kind of ink the deal.
Is there another parking garage part of the hotel?
The hotel, no, this, no. The parking garage we're
parking
doing
garage
will be
is
directly
the city
across
hotel.
The street
okay.
from the, and the, there will also be some surface parking on the lot that between the hotel and the Riverwalk.
And has the hotel been chosen?
They're still, the Hilton Garden Inn had always signed on, and that's, they still think they're going to, they have connections there, and they, so we're very, very optimistic that it will continue to be a Hilton Garden Inn.
Okay. I see Kokomo getting some money. It's the Community Crossings Grant that's being spread out throughout the state. And you have some roads that need repair, don't you?
Yeah. Well, this is for next year, but they've just awarded them. And I try to remind people, these are, you know, they raised the gas tax a year and a half, 2 years ago. So the money, which was, you know, what we were hoping for, the money would go back to local communities. And obviously, this is that chunk. So we had to submit what we wanted the plan to go for. It always includes a match. So the $1 million, we've committed $1 million to get some of these projects done. And some of them are busier thoroughfares and arteries throughout the city. Some of them are, you know, substantial projects. So we're excited to get some of that money back here in Kokomo.
And I know in the past you've talked about road diets, which is narrowing the road, less to maintain, but then you get more road in the long run. Do you see that paying off with these two?
Well, this grant didn't have, most of these were just general resurfacing on this grant itself. You know, we always talk about, you know, why we do these things, and a lot of cities are doing this. I remind people, if you go down Capitol Avenue, right down by the State House right now, they're putting in all the, you know, these infrastructure to slow traffic down and calm traffic and those things, and narrowing a lot of the lanes themselves, same as Meridian Street. In downtown Indianapolis. So, but these were just general resurfacing projects that we had submitted to the state.
Let me go back one more question really quick on the convention, the conference center. When you looked at, Envoy companies, so when you go back to look at a new developer for a conference center, do you open this up to everybody, or do you zero in on someone that you'd like to?
To try to keep the ball moving, obviously we put originally, to be clear, we didn't get a lot of interest originally. We had some that kind of looked at the opportunities. You know, part of it is we're being very selective. We want something that will stand the test of time. We want something that's not something you'd see just in any community. We want, you know, this to be an asset that the community can be proud of. So we've kind of put some higher standards in for the conference center and how we want to see this fit in. So, for example, you know, we're kind of sticking with 6 stories. We've had some that have wanted to talk to us about maybe a 3-story or 4-story. We've also said it has to have over 100 rooms. You know, so some have come to us with, you know, 75, 80 rooms. So we've kind of, we want this to be something special for the community and for this part of the state. And so that's why we've had limited interest as opposed to having the widespread interest.
And the parking garage is being funded through the city.
The city's doing that. Actually, we've kind of built up our cash reserve, so we're gonna be able to do the parking garage totally with the city. And then the Hotel Conference Center is the developer, the CVB, some city money, and some county government money.
You presented your last yearly update to the Kokomo Chamber. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went and what you talked about?
Yeah, this was the 12th time, and we do this annually. And I usually give a recap on some of the basic things. So a lot of the information is not unfamiliar, it, you know, it's pretty familiar to them, but it's updated. And, you know, from cash balances to, you know, just city employees, things happening. We sometimes go over things like some of the big developments that have happened, financial investments in the city, things like that. And then, you know, I talked a lot about some of the things going on that maybe people don't see. And so it's always a good event. It's Q&A. And so after I do the presentation and I do the visuals and things, we have a chance to just have interaction with people. And I guess there's usually 100 or so people there. So it's a nice event.
Did you have a chance, this being your last one as mayor, to kind of give an overview of your 12 years to here?
I didn't too much.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, I usually have something that's a little bit connected to the city, but different. And this one was about perception versus reality. And sometimes, you know, just trying to fact check the public sometimes and make sure people know that, you know, we kind of get our, we all, you know, tend to base things on the information we get, and I try to use facts to make most of the decisions and base it on the reality, and that's kind of what we talked about in general. You know, it's a lot of things people worry about. One of the things I talked about was our health. You know, people, I think the numbers were, you know, have a 1 in 7 chance of dying of a heart attack and 1 in 7 chance of heart disease. But this is across the country, and for some of these, maybe even worse in Indiana, because we have our health rankings aren't that good. And then, you know, talk about people are always worried about immigration and terrorists and things, and the fact is, very, very unlikely that that's how things will happen. So I try to make people realize these are the things that really impact your life and can extend your life if you pay attention to them.
Speaking of health, I hear the ice rink will come back to Municipal Stadium this winter.
Yeah, and this, we're opening it right before Thanksgiving this time. So we bumped it up a week or two, and we're excited to offer that. And we think it was a success last year. And so people will again be able to go there. And it's a nice time for families, and it's a low cost, kind of fun time for the winter, and it allows, we have a not-for-profit, Bridges Outreach, that will be running it, so the money goes to a good cause.
And it's at a stadium that's probably not being used during the winter.
Not a lot of activity at the stadium during the winter, although I have to say IUK's baseball program, they did a lot of winter, unexpectedly last early part of the year, January and February. Once the rink was removed, they were out there practicing and hitting baseball, so... Yeah, not me.
would you say, I mean, and I've only been doing this show here, I couldn't even tell you, 3-4 years maybe?
Probably.
But is the stadium, is that kind of your thing when you look back at the 12 years, or is it hard to put a point to one thing that would kind of bring your administration, you know, to the forefront?
It's kind of hard for me to do.
Yeah.
I, to a fault, I tell people I spend more time looking forward than looking back. And so I don't. They're in this job. If you're really doing the job as you should, you don't have too much time for reflection. But I'm proud of what we've been able to do and how that's helped grow Indiana University Kokomo and how it's. Really cleaned up an area that needed some investment in it, and it spurred other investment. As we tell people, if not for the stadium, the luxury apartments with Flaherty and Collins, 306 Riverfront, probably wouldn't have happened. The investment, $23 million with Silver Birch cleaning up the lumber yard, probably would not have happened without that chain reaction. And every developer we've talked to at the Hotel Conference Center has said the same thing. If it wasn't for these other amenities, they definitely wouldn't be interested putting, you know, their money and a hotel in downtown Kokomo. So, yeah.
So about 2 months left to go. What are some of your final projects that you're kind of wrapping up here?
I'm trying to get some things done that we'd announced earlier. We're working on a downtown skate park. It's under construction now. So that's important to us. We're working on some trail extensions and some making sure we, you know, I'm all about lighting our trails, which I'm proud to say, you know, we have I encourage all your listeners, if they like to bike, come up and check out the trail system in Kokomo. It's beautiful. I think it's one of the best in the state. And so we're trying to get those things done. Still working on finalizing a lot of the things that we've announced and making sure those are in process and the next administration won't have to worry about those.